At the height of the oil boom, less than a year ago, it was not uncommon for a company to pay more than $10,000 an acre to drill on state land in North Dakota's Bakken oil field. But since oil prices have crashed, so has that windfall. As Emily Guerin reports, recent state mineral auctions in North Dakota have seen the lowest prices since the 2007 boom.
I couldn't have asked for a better guide to the North Dakota state mineral auction than Tom Gray.
I'm so excited about this radio thing.
So excited, he needs to take a selfie with me immediately.
You want the microphone?
Yeah,
in it?
Yeah. Let me put the microphone up here.
Okay. Yeah.
Gray is old enough to be my grandfather. He's from Texas, but he's been working the Bakken oil field since 2009 as a land man, a broker who helps oil companies purchase rights to drill oil wells.
So let me show you what we're doing today.
Yeah, Emily. Show me what we're doing today.
Okay.
Gray unfolds a map of the Bakken. He's highlighted areas that are up for bid today. Before oil companies can start drilling on state lands, they need to sign a lease with the state. And before they sign a lease, they need to outbid everyone else in this room for the right to drill. It's called a bonus.
60, 65.
We're at the state capitol in Bismarck, and the room is filled with about 40 guys and two women. They catch the eye of the auctioneer by lifting their finger or flicking a pen. Gray is on the phone with his client.
575, are we in?
He's in. The bonus that he's bidding on is a one-time per-acre payment that's like a big thank you to North Dakota for allowing drilling on state lands. When that bonus rose above $1,000 an acre, Gray shook his head.
We're out.
By the end of the auction, the state had made $1.8 million in bonus payments. That's about eight times less than the auction in May of last year. Drew Combs oversees these auctions as head of the state Minerals Management Division. He says this is the first real dip in bonus payments since the oil price slide.
I expected it. I just hard pill to swallow, I guess.
The other reason for the drop in bonus payments? Most of the parcels auctioned off today weren't as good as those for sale a year ago. Combs calls these parcels
goat pasture. That means it doesn't have a lot of prospect to it.
Goat pasture. Stuff on the margins of the Bakken. When oil prices are high, companies will take a chance on goat pasture. When prices are low, they won't. But companies will still spend a ton on parcels in the sweet spot of the Bakken. A few months ago, I sat next to Drew Combs during the last few minutes of an online auction.
This is very stressful.
Combs was hitting refresh every 20 seconds. It was a bidding war between two small companies. And then...
Nope, Continental.
Oh my goodness.
Slid in there and bought their well. Slick.
Continental Resources is one of the biggest oil companies in the Bakken, and they hadn't even made a bid until the last 7 seconds. They ended up paying a bonus of over $14,000 per acre, almost a record high for the state. Compare that to the average of $76 an acre paid for the goat pasture. I asked oil and gas analyst Stephen Trammell with IHS Energy what his takeaway was.
The companies know that demand will come back and that oil will start to recover over time.
And until then, if you're willing to take a risk, goat pasture is going for real cheap at the North Dakota mineral auction. For Here and Now, I'm Emily Guerin.
And Emily's story comes to us from Inside Energy, a public media collaboration focused on America's energy issues. You're listening to Here and Now.